about Mashiach itself is on the following problem, that we tend so much to get lost in the Ispilos and Islivos and the stories and everything, that when you start, we need to define it, and to get down to the core of it, we usually lose it. And then we have a lot of issues. Everybody says something else, and everybody thinks something else, and so on and so forth. So I think it's important a little bit to have a sense of what it is, and what it is that we're looking forward to, and what is it that we need to look forward to, and what will be and what won't be. The source material here is as follows. There is a copy of Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, that's one. There's the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, that's two pages. And then there is, it's photocopied from something I put together, Rishonim on Hashkof and Chumash. I wanted simply, no problems with copyrights, so there are two pieces on what's page 1155 on the bottom. It's on the left-hand side, till 1156 is a Ramban from Chumash. And then on the last page, there's a Rabbeinu Bechai, in 11, page 158. That's the source material. Let's first discuss a little bit about the material itself, the source material, and then we'll get to it. In Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch is for us our starting point. The Shulchan Aruch himself comes from the Gemara. The Rambam is very much part of it, but the Shulchan Aruch is where you look first, and that's your first reference point. Everything else is on it, from it, against it, but it has to do with the Shulchan Aruch. In Hashgafa, really there is a Shulchan Aruch in Hashgafa, and the only sefer that we have that really outlines it in a way that is structured and organized is the Rambam in his Sefer. In Yesodei HaTorah, he deals with the early Ikrim, and in Melachim, Hilchos Melachim, which is his very last Sefer, he deals with Mashiach and so on. It's not that there aren't machlokas here and there, that's the machlokas we show in different points, but in terms of the overall structure, the Rambam is the starting point, and also in this area, these areas that we'll talk about, there really isn't a machlokas. So that's really the place to start from. The Rambam first wrote a sefer called Pirush HaMishnayos, which was explanation of Mishnah. He wrote it in his early years, and in his introduction to Mishnayos of Sanhedrin, he discusses the Yud Gimel Ikrim. This is where he writes about Yud Gimel Ikrim, and he discusses the Inyanim of Mashiach. It's very similar to what he says in his Mishneh Torah, except Mishneh Torah is very cut and very, very sort of, you know, it's written halachas, halachas. And Mishneh Torah is a little bit more elaborate, a little bit more fleshes it out, but they very much complement each other. And that needs to be your starting base for any discussion about Mashiach and so on. So let's take a look. I want to start with the Mishneh Torah piece. It's on page, it's in the middle, it's exactly in the middle, in the center. These are the last two prakim. These are the last two prakim in the Rambam, in his entire Mishneh Torah. In all 14 Sfarim of Mishneh Torah, this is the last two. Perek Achadasei, Perek Shneimesei, and Daddy finishes everything. So I'm going to take out specific halachas. Perek Yud Aleph. Hamelech, so first thing, note, where does the Rambam bring Hilchos Mashiach? I want to give you a parallel. Where does the Rambam bring Hilchos Tchias HaMeisim? The answer is no place. The Rambam says that there will be Tchias HaMeisim, and that's the only thing he writes about it. Because Tchias HaMeisim is not part of our halacha. It's knowledge. We know there will be Tchias HaMeisim, and it's what in Yugim Ikrim. There's nothing about Tchias HaMeisim that is in any way significant to us to know about or to understand. If a person has the ability, it's not relevant. Mashiach has two full prokim. Where is it? It's in Hilchos Melachim. Let's go back a step. Klal Yisrael is a Klal Yisrael only when there's a Malchus. You can't have a Klal without a Melech. You can have a Shtibel, you can have a lot of Shtiblach. You can't have Klal Yisrael. making a melech. So as long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the melech of Klal Yisrael, till the Tkufa Melachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mani Klal Yisrael as a melech. But this Hilchas Melachim is it's part of our obligation. It's part of who we are. It's a core part of what we are, not what will be. There's in Yav Malchus, we don't have Melachim. So the Rambam says, he goes to Hilchas Melachim. Now he says, Aleph, HaMelech HaMashiach Osid Lamod Ulehachze Malchus Beis David LeYoshna. It's going to go back to what it was. There is a word squished in. Liyoshna something laharishayna ubone mikdash umekabetz nitri Yisrael. So the Rambam says the definition of Mashiach is as follows: a melech for Klal Yisrael, and a melech is someone that makes Klal Yisrael into a klal, when we all are beholden to the king and listen to the king. So now we function as a group. And I would, and parenthetically, we can talk as much as we want about Achdus all day long. We can do Achdus in the sense we can help each other and be there for each other and so on and so forth. We can't function as one entity. No one person has to listen to anybody else's rav. And you know, Matov, Manon, we cooperate, but there's no way in which we can take all the pieces of Klal Yisrael and put each person in the right place and get everything going. He's Boina Migdash. You can't build a Beis HaMikdash without a Melech, and a Beis HaMikdash is the core of our mitzvahs. I said once at Tishba, I spoke in Yeshiva, I said, you know, when Mashiach comes, we're all going to be like Balei Tshuva. I mean, how many of us have any clue to Tumah and Tara? Oh, so this touched something, so that became a Rishon, a Sheni. We're going to feel the way the first time you walk into a house and you see Shabbos and you don't know what to do with yourself. I once spoke to somebody who came from not to Yeshiva, just sort of, and he came into the house and first they told him to sit down, they said stand up, they're not to talk, and this. Finally he lost, he said, okay, if anyone's going to tell me now or don't tell me. I don't want to hear any more comments about what I'm doing. We're going to be like that. We have no clue. One third of Shas is for us something not part of our life. Even if we learn Kachim and Taras, which is a third of Shas, we might know the halachas, we never saw it enacted, and we're going to be clueless. So the Beis HaMikdash, u'mekabeitz nitre Yisrael, and bring to the Klal Yisrael. That's it. V'choyze ha'mishpotim b'yomach shayim mekedem, and all the functioning, but the dinam of Klal Yisrael go back. You make karbonis, shmitim yevul, amitzas amor v'torah. That is it. That is Mashiach. Anything else might happen, it might not happen. It's nothing. If a person believes that Mashiach will come this way, that way, the other way, we'll do this, the other thing, maybe, maybe not. It has nothing to do with the core emunah of Melech HaMashiach. The core emunah is Malchus will come back to Klal Yisrael, and his job will be to restore everything about Klal Yisrael that's missing. Our nationhood, our Beis HaMikdash, the halachas. We don't keep most of the halachas. We don't keep Sanhedrin. We don't give Malkus. We don't give Misa. We don't... Nothing. We what we have today is a pale version of what Yiddishkeit looks like. And Karbonis, like somebody once said, you know, we think our Erev Pesach is difficult. Imagine that Erev Pesach, besides making Pesach, you have to go to Yerushalayim and bring a Karbon and so on and so forth. Somebody asked Reb Shneur Kotler once. He said he sees some of the briskers are so overwrought with every chumrah possible on Pesach. What's going to happen when they'll have a Beis HaMikdash? And on top of that, you have to bring a Korban Pesach, all the halachas. So Reb Shneur in his humorous way said, you know, when Mashiach comes, he will heal all illnesses. He said, OCD is also an illness. So the Torah obviously meant that you could do chametz and matzah and Korban Pesach. That's all meant to fit into one unit. So we'll be able to do it. That was Shnei's humorous remark. But Akopanim, understanding, Mashiach is, and that's why it's relevant, it's not anything other than what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be a nation, we're supposed to have a king, we're supposed to have a Beis HaMikdash, we're supposed to have Korbanis. We're missing that. This is part of our halacha. Tchiyas HaMeisim is the beyond. It's a world that we don't know what it is, and we don't have any clue to it. This is another Mashiach. I'm going to skip down. The Rambam says, if you don't believe this, you're kaif and teres Moshe. Again, these are very important things to learn, but I just for our inyan, I'm going to skip it. He brings a raya from Beis Gimel. Al yale al daitcha, shamelech hamashiach tzarech lasos osos umofsim. Don't think that Mashiach needs to do any miracles. Umechadesh dvarim ba'olam or mechaymesi yotzvarilim shatipshim omrim. He doesn't have to do anything new. He doesn't have to do chias amesim. It doesn't belong to Malach HaMashiach. And he calls him tipshim. The people who walk around all day with the nisim and maifsim he'll do are tipshim. Ein hadava kein. And he says, I'll bring you a riot to that. Shari Rabbi Akiva chacham godlam chacham ha-mishnah hoya. Rabbi Akiva was one of the greatest tanoim. Vehu haya noise kelo sheben kuziva ha-melech. And he was Bar Kochva's, he was Bar Kochva's das Torah. He was the one that believed in Bar Kochva. Voya oimelav shamelech ha-mashiach. And he felt that he's Mashiach. And he and all chachme and all the chacham of the door felt the same way. They all felt that he was Mashiach. We don't have any record of any nisim, any moifsim. There's nothing supernatural about Bar Kochba. He was a person that seemed to be on Mark to recreate the Malchus Yisrael. V'ikah dvareh kachin, and this is the ikah. Sha'atayra azoyis ein chukeha ve'ein mishpateha mishtanen la'olam ol melamim. Torah will never change, and so on. And therefore he says, Dalet, v'im yamod melech beis David, and if a king arises, hoige b'toyra v'oizik b'mitzvahs k'david aviv, k'fi toyra sh'zat r'shapeh. The first thing is, he needs to be a Talmud Chacham and a Tzaddik on a Madrega like David Aviv. V'yokov koso leilichba ulechazik bitka. And he's going to be able to get all of Kal Yisrael to follow in that way. V'yolochim ulchamas Hashem ha'reze b'chesru Mashiach. He says all that's required as credentials are personal credentials and the fact that he's mashpi on Kal Yisrael one way or another to do what's right. I want to add, again, a side point, which I think is very, very, it's an idea that's crept into us, that's Sheker B'Yisayda, and it causes problems. The Rambam, in the Rambam's time, there were false Mashiachs, all sorts of issues, and one of the Rambam's letters to Taman Jewry is about a Mashiach Sheker. They suffered many xeris, they suffered many persecutions, and that's always, it becomes rife for all sorts of Mashiach shekers. And there was one person that everybody thought would be Mashiach. And the Rambam writes, the way you describe that person, he's a crackpot. And why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose a crackpot to be Mashiach? You know, we unfortunately, like the Goyish culture is when you see a prophet in a movie, so he's always somebody kind of wild and not all connected, and somehow that's become our thing. So the stranger a person is, the more we think, oh, he must be a Navi, he must be a Mashiach, he must be a Yohan Navi, who knows what. Our first instinct should be, like the Rambam says, if somebody is Hoige B'Torah, and mitzvahs k'david aviv. That's his hoyge b'toyis mitzvahs. That's who should be melech Kal Yisrael. I once heard Chacham Hillel once said he was a neighbor of mine at Yisrael. He's a person who's like a big Talmud Chacham, one of the very few people that are oisik in these things that you can say on him that he's hoyge b'toyis and oisik b'mitzvahs. So somebody asked him about if he knows any tzaddik nistarim. So he said he knows two tzaddik nistarim, Rav Shach and the Stipler. So like the guy looked at him. He said, because what you know is a small percentage of what they really are. But somebody that I have no reason, I don't see any anhag, I don't see Talmud Chacham, I don't see Tzaddik, I don't see that the person is balanced. That's a reason to think that he's higher. So the Ram says so the person needs two qualities, personal qualities and leadership. Leadership meaning getting Kal Yisrael to do that. And then it says, and if it was matzliach, also vitzliach, v'nitzeach kol umas hasviva, v'bonim beis hamikdash, we know that he's Mashiach when he accomplishes the rest of it, which is to bring Klal Yisrael together, build beis hamikdash, and get rid of the umas olam around us and so on. There's a famous piece here, the Rambam, worth learning on its own about Christianity and so on. I'm going to skip it because that's not our point. I want to go to the next page, Yud Beis, next sheet. Al yale al adas, al alev, shabi mos ha-mashiach yivatul dover min hoge shal olam, o yesh shum chidush b'may sebreishis al olam k'min hoge holeh. So he says, there will not be a change at all in Teva. Now, on this point, there is some machlokas. No one is arguing on the Rambam as to what the Iker of Mashiach is and what it's about. The question is simply, will there be other things also? The Rambam says not. Machlokas in Gemara, really, and the Rambam passes one way, the Raivad right away passes it. He says, what about the Pesukim Tanakh? It's a metaphor. What it means is Yisrael Yeshun Labetach Misha Oilom Hamishulun Kizay V'Nomer. The fact that we can sit and the Umas Olam don't bother us is a big nes. Sometimes you think it's probably easier to get a zev and a keves than to get the Arabs in Iran with at least the Zev and the Keves have some seichel. It's the Zev and Noma have some das. Shenema Zev Arav assisting brings psukim and so on. V'chein, I'm skipping down a line or two. Kol ki yetzbe al dvorim aksumi yamashiach mishalami. All those things are mishalim. Ubimoyis hamelech hamashiach yivada lekoil. Leizeh dava hayu mashal, mayim rabbis behem. He says, I don't know what they're nimshal for. And it's not important. We'll understand the fullness of it when Mashiach comes. And that's very important understanding. All of the things that we have in the Nevi'im that are not clear to us, how much is a mashal, how much is a metaphor, how much is it literal, what it means if it is a metaphor, that's fine. We'll know. But it's not in any way essential and in understanding the Inyan Mashiach. Then he brings the Chazal. Now he says like this. He says, if you look at the Nevi'im, there seems to be Melchemes Gog and Magog, and before Gog and Magog, Yamad Navi Yisrael, Liyashis Olechlibam, there'll be a Navi before, and so on. Shnema, Hini Shalech Lechemes Oya Navi. He brings the Chazal that he's coming only to be Mechen Klal Yisrael. V'yesh, by the two dots, I'm skipping a line or two. V'yesh min ha-chacham sh'aymrim, she'koinim b'yis ha-melech v'nshach yovel yohu. Now the Rambam says, v'chol elo ha-dvarim uke yoytze behen. Lo yeda adam hechiyu ad sheyu. All of these points, nobody knows until they will happen. She'dvarim stumim heim etzel ha-nevi'im. The Nevi'im deliberately left it vague and ambiguous. There's no clear messiahs in Torah Shabbal Peh about it. They just try to learn off from the psukim. And that's why they have the machlokes in Gemara. Val Kolpanim, he says, Ein sida havayas dvarim elu v'ladikdukon ikka bedas. Knowing and understanding all of these things, what will happen, when will happen, who will happen, they're not germane to understanding Yiddishkeit. They're not Ikre and Yisayri Hadas. Ula Oilam, he says, Lo Yis'asik Adam B'divri HaGodes, V'lo Yarech B'divri Medrashis Hamur B'yon Elo. A person should not spend time on all these Medrashim, Yitzabem, V'lo Yisimim Ikre, She'ena Mevim, Lo De Ava Le Yira. They don't bring a person to be a better Ovid Hashem. Don't spend your time figuring out zmanim. Believe and wait for the etzem musig of Mashiach. Let's skip Gimel a second. Let's go to Dalet. What are we waiting for? And this is the last halachas of the Rambam. The last two halachas of the Rambam. What are we waiting for? So all of Yiddishkeit is focused on Mashiach coming. And what are we waiting for? Dalet. lo nisavu hanavim vachachamim moisa Mashiach. Lo kedei shishetol kol olam, v'lo kedei sheyirdu bagoyim. The Nevi'im and Chachamim didn't anticipate Mashiach coming because they want to rule the world, or the Goyim. V'lo kedei shenasei sema'amim, and not that they should become most prestigious. V'lo kedei lechel v'lisha sesmoch, and not for any pleasures. Ela kedei sheyupnuyim b'teira v'chachmasa. They should have time to sit and learn and to understand. There shouldn't be somebody, they shouldn't have the pressures, the stresses, the disturbances to, that keep us away from being osek in Torah Chachma. Hey, uba osas man, and in the times of Mashiach, lo yashem lo ra v'lo melchama v'lo kina v'tachus, they won't be any of the things that keep us busy and occupied between competitiveness, between the need to satisfy our basic needs, between other people that come and fight us. Shatovati mushpas harbe, there will be tremendous shefa, the tremendous bounty. V'cholam adar mitzvim ka'ofa. V'lo yiyeh eisek kol ha'olam al ladas es Hashem b'lvad. So people, their focus will be only to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulefikach yu chachamim gdolim v'yodim dvar mastumim hamukim. People will be very wise, and they'll understand things that today we don't understand. V'yasigu da'az borim k'fi kocha adam, and they will understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu as best as human being can understand, like it says, kimol aretz das Hashem k'vayim le'am mechasim. So the Rambam lays down for us the yesodos that are really the absolute yesodos of Melech HaMashiach. Let's spell them out. Melech HaMashiach is a tkufa when Klal Yisrael returns to the format that Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. Not where we simply have a zeichel adava, we just have sort of basically what we do, the Torah mitzvahs we do is a fraction of it, and it's meant we daven instead of karbanis and so on, that it's all meant to sort of remind us that there's a lot more. We're missing a tzura of Klal Yisrael. We are not a Klal Yisrael. Even if we were to get together in one room, drink l'chaim and say we'll be friends, we're friends. It's a gesellschaft. It's not a Klal. There's nobody on top that has the right to bark orders to everybody in the bottom. Everybody, every community, every city, every shul has the right to have their own rav, and that's that. So it's nice. There is no tzura of a melech, malchus and Klal Yisrael is an absolute prerequisite for being an ummah. Beis HaMikdash is not possible unless we're an ummah. And that's one. Two, the Melech HaMashiach brings back all the bits and pieces of Klal Yisrael that have been ripped to shreds. Who knows how many Yidden that we don't know about live amongst the Goyim that have become disappeared. And we have some sense of how many Yidden still identify themselves Yidden, and they're still not doing anything. He brings back all the lost children of Klal Yisrael. Then what he creates is a time, the one, let's call it unnatural, or it's natural, but it's not breaking laws of nature, but the difference is that all of the things that don't allow us to realize our ruchnistic potential will disappear. So between war and hunger and bad midos and rivalry and friction, all these things, that will go by the wayside. So all of these things are things that will sort of fall away. But anything else, the Rambam says, you can't learn from psukim or anything like it. And b'meila, there's no point to it. He says it's pointless because you're not going to come up with anything wise or smart. That's the Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah. I don't think, not Yesodei HaTorah, it's Melachim. There is no one that argues on the whole picture. We don't have time. If you look at the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos, he's a little more, elaborates a bit, and he fleshes it out a little bit. He has more things to say about the people who are busy going into all the details and the Nisa and the Flos and so on and so forth. You can look at it yourself. This is it's a addition with Nikud and so on. I do want to see one more thing on the last two pages. That, so, I, again, it's a Ramban in Bechai. I simply photocopied it out of, in Yeshiva of us, we learned this on Shabbos. We made a sefer called the Yisorei Torah, which is simply a collection of it. It's just much easier to photocopy. Take a look on the page 1155. This is a Ramban on Chumash and complements the Rambam in one aspect. It says that Lasidlovu umola Shem Lakechas Lovavcha. Zeo Shaomru, Habola Tahe Messiah Oisai. Mafticha She Toshav Elo Bechol Lovavcha Vuyaza Oischa. It's Haftacha Kadosh Baruch Hu that will do tshuva and Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us do tshuva. That's the pshat in the psukim of umola Shem Lakecha. Venira Minak Suvim in Yezer Shaomer. Ki Mizman Habria Hoisar Shus Biat Odom Lasus Kritsono. Next page, Tzadik or Russia. The Rambam says, I feel pshat in the pasuk is as follows. From the creation of man until today, until people can go to bad or to good. It will be natural for people to want the good. Lo yis'avelem alev. We will instinctively want the good and push aside the bad. So the heart, arla, is always, it means a hard covering, something that's covered by something, a tough shell to crack, so to speak. So the arla halev is that we have a lot of taivas and ritzonos for things that are not good, and that's part and parcel of our personality, and therefore we don't make much progress. Losed lovo, v'yoshuv ha'odom v'zmanahu, la'shei koidem cheta sh'odom erishin, she'i oise b'tivu ma'shor lasis, v'lo yiloi b'ritzoni dove v'fucho. We will go back to being as odom erishin was before the chet, which means our natural desire inclination will be to the good. Let's explain a nakuda here. So, what's the point of it? You know, we tend to think of our raison d'être, our reason for existing, is to choose between good and bad, and that's what our day is busy with. So, what's the point of a life where you don't have that? So, let's understand the following. Imagine much like this. We have people learning. People are learning Gemara. Two people. One person has a very, very good head. He has a lot of zitzflesh, very, very focused, no problems in his surroundings that bother him, and he's sitting and learning. The other one has weak abilities, very, very, no patience, other things going on in his life that are very distracting, and so on. So, obviously, the second one is going to have a very, very, very hard time to learn, and there will always be a lot of regression. But the first one, without applying himself all the time, is not going to learn either. He's not going to know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma is b'li sof. And a person can spend the eternity growing and moving forward to understanding better and better. The Vilna Gaon learned all his life, and he never stopped. You know, you see sometimes he couldn't write, and he couldn't write. It was he thought too quickly. But the Talmidim wrote, and sometimes you have things that he explains in six ways and eight ways, and you have a feeling that it was the top of the iceberg. There's no end to how much we can grow towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can bring out the neshama is similar in that way. It has an endless reservoir of tov. A person can become a better person. A child who matures, maturing is something that even if you're not a bad child, you're still a child and you mature. You grow older. You become wiser. So there is a process of growth and aspiration that even if things are not dragging you back. And that's the way Adam should have been. That's what Adam was supposed to be. He wasn't instant, he wasn't there instantly. He was on the path, on a smooth road traveling. When Adam sinned, what happened was, it's not only that the person, now the car all of a sudden has a flat, the engine's coughing, the steering wheel is out of alignment, things are not working. And it's not only that we don't go forward, we also regress, or we go off to on a tangent. So the Moisa Mashiach is when we can start progressing without worrying about distractions. So there is avoda, there's growth, of course. There's no reason to exist. If we're retired and doing nothing, then we are nothing. There's nothing good about an eternity of doing nothing. But it's the difference in an eternity of constantly moving forward to having to contend with. It's like when you teach a class that's very motivated and focused, and it's just a question of teaching hard and explaining and moving forward, versus a class that you're constantly plugging holes all over the place because this fell apart, that fell apart, the other thing fell apart, and so on. We're dysfunctional in the terms of learning, understanding, and so on and so forth. So the hope, the reason, so again, let's just put the pieces together. And you'll see, you can look at Rabbi Mechai himself, he says something very, very similar. Especially when we teach Talmidim, it's easy to find a storybook about Mashiach and to take up time with stories and to threaten kids with all sorts of terrible things that have Mashiach comes and promise them wonderful things that come. We take them off what we're doing a disservice, because the Iker becomes the Tafel, Tafel becomes the Iker, and then this teacher said that there'll be seedless grapes when Mashiach comes, this one said there'll be seeds, so it's a big machloikis. Will there be red grapes? Oh, this one likes red grapes, this one likes green grapes, so it's a whole shiloh what type of grapes they'll have. You become lost in things we don't know what we're talking about, and to talk about things we don't know what we're talking about, we shouldn't. But the things we need to focus them is, Klal Yisrael has one tachlis, and that's Haskel v'yodea osi. To understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person's chachma is his essence, and understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his ways is a person's life. Forget about every proof there is about Yiddishkeit. Take every single book written by between mythology and other religions. What's their yad? What's their great goal? Most of it is unprintable. And it's fressing, conquering. Everything bad that's in them is projected in the final, or massive destruction. The Rambam says there's one thing Klal Yisrael aspires for, like he says at the end, is to be able to be Isaac in Chachma and Das. That's what we want. We just want to be left alone, to be able to Isaac. The Mois HaMashiach ushers in an era when the Klal Yisrael has its surah. A person is rid of the obstacles, internal obstacles, that keep schlepping him away, and the external things that deprive him of the ability to move forward at the pace that a person is supposed to move forward to. That's what we want, that's what we hope. Will there be other things? There are many chazal, there are many psukim. It is perfectly legitimate to say, if the Rambam didn't know, I don't know either. And the other things are not the important pieces. The Rambam says we will know everything when it happens. All the psukim become clear. All the Maamar Chazal become clear. The important thing is to understand what it is that we're waiting for, what we're anticipating, and what will be in Eretz Hashem. We have a minute or two of a question. Whatever. Okay. So I think it's very important to stick to what is, and not to add to it. I want to just add one. I guess in this context, it says that when the Nachash came to Chava, so he told her, Chava had made up her mind that agreed with Adam that she won't touch the tree, and the Nachash came and he pushed her hand to the tree and he said, "You see, nothing happened," and so on and so forth. So what's the moral of it? That we're not supposed to make gedarim. Of course, we have to make gedarim. All the rabbanim are gedarim. What's important is to remember what's the Iker and what's the Gether. As long as we stick and understand what's the Iker, what's the point, and what are things that we can add to it, as long as that distinction is clear, we're on solid ground. Okay, Batzlacha, and yes, please, yeah. I just know your time frame, yeah, okay.
Okay, first of all, when we tell the girls, or ourselves, about learning Torah, growing, that's not us. They're thinking to themselves, what will life be like? I'm not going to go to school, I'm not going to have French, I'm not going to go. What is it all about?
Okay.
So that's one question.
Good.
And another thing is, these kids are not coming to us as two-year-olds. They've already heard all the stories and all the things, and just today, again, a girl said to me, but I heard that when Mashiach comes, it's going to be very bad for us beforehand, so... Again, it's constantly. How do you keep? You can't keep fighting that. How you? Where are you approaching it from?
Okay, so let's go to the second one first, then the first one.
Okay.
The second one, you know, about. I think the best muscle is to use with a kid is imagine a young child has to go to hospital for an operation. So. Different people have different approach. One person says it's going to be all ice cream and balloons. I remember when I was 6 years old, it was very popular to take out tonsils. I guess I date myself, what kufa that was. Taking out tonsils was considered to be, everybody knew it, and, you know, I had a cold, so I took out tonsils. So it was described to me that you get as much ice cream afterwards as you want, which was true, except you didn't want any. That was the flip side of it. On the other hand, somebody sits down, and describes to the child how they cut and the clamps and this and that. Also an approach that's not a very smart approach. I remember one of my daughters had it was a minor procedure. It actually was in Toronto. They knew how to do it. They had to put something like a balloon down a food pie, you know, the veshet and so on. So she's a twin. So if her brother would have had the procedure, he would have wanted to know exactly how it works and what it works. The doctor sat down on the side of the sky and she said, do me a favor, do it and get it over with. I'm not interested in all the details of it. I don't want to know it. So you can tell them, yes, there are different shittas, different understandings. None of that is important. One thing is it'll be a tkufa where we end up at the end much better than we are. So just like a hospital, the right thing to tell a child is the problems you have now, if it's walking, breathing, whatever it is, it'll be over. It's complicated to explain, and whatever I'll tell you is a half-truth. Yes, it has something to do with a knife, but there's anesthesia. Yes, it has something to do with ice cream, but you may not want to eat afterwards. What's important to understand is the reason we're doing it is because the results will put you in a much better place than we are. And there's and that comes with a little bit of discomfort, with issues, but I think that's healthy. And I think kids need to understand, to be mafkin between them. The first one about women... It's obviously where I come from, Silver Spring is a much more modern community, and over there it's a full-blown issue. You know, whenever I speak about the Chesivas Talmud Torah, the women come over and said, that was gewaldig. Like, why can't we learn? And the men sort of shy away a little bit, and they sort of slink off, but when you speak about Chesivas Talmud Torah, usually the comments are, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon stand up even for a goy, who was old, he said, kama harpat ka'ai oda de hai gavra. Look how much you went through life. Learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only Gemara. For a man, Gemara is the better vehicle. For a woman, life, the love for a child, the hardships of a child, the struggles of a child, all of these things, life is a Beis Medrash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches. And, you know, it's like I say, in a boys' school, Gemara works best. Because Gemara is sort of, it's competitive. It brings out the type of koch hanefesh that boys tend to have. And they need the fight, the back and forth, the this and that. A woman in life learns from family, from everything. And an older woman is much wiser than a younger woman, even though most don't admit they're older. But they're wiser because what they lived through, and if they lived through it a turnic away and absorbed it, they absorbed the pain of other people, the sensitivity, the wisdom. Knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every being the avenue. Even what about a man who's not he's not a big thinker, but he's a person that has a depth to his personality, he needs to find it in other things also. So we believe in Munah Shleima that every single Yid it has his derech, and